Powerful teaching session by Bishop Eddie Addy with the Macarius Church workers, leaders, and pastors. Learn all about the work of the ministry and how you can be practically involved in building God's mega church.
All right. Are you clapping for the Lord? You are not clapping as though you are ready to receive the word. You know, sit up, sit in your chair like you want to see the front of your car. Maybe you don't drive, but I'm teaching you because you are going to drive. But we are blessed this afternoon to our mega church conference to welcome one of the accomplished bishops in our land. Oh, I don't know whether is it that you are jealous or no, sit down please. Thank you. Bishop James Sah, Bishop Emeritus. Emeritus is not just added to your bishop title because you want to add a title to your name. The Bible says that let the one who has gone to battle and has come back and has removed his armor, he should talk. Do you understand? And I don't think his battle is over in terms of ministry work, but he has accomplished many things in the ministry in the Lord. And many of us have looked up to him for what he has done, where he has stood, what he has accomplished. And for many years, he has been a kind of example for us in the body of Christ. And we are glad that he's come to be at this church growth conference. I think it's also a church growth conference. Mega church conference. And we are going to be blessed. He has assisted and worked with the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams for many years. I started wearing kaftans because of him. Yes. Yeah. Because one day I was at a program and he had come there. When I saw the sharpness of the kaftan he was wearing, I said, Jesus, near con he nice wa. It's like a daoho fai pa. Then he asked me a question. Usumeku. Usumeku. That means, do you want some? I said, oh, I'm not into this type of things, but I mean, I can start. Then he says, oh, he has a tailor from Nigeria. He said, when he mentioned Nigeria, he said, oh, I know what you will say, but he's not like that. When he said, oh, he's from Nigeria, but I said, oh, but he's not like that. He himself answered my thoughts that he is not like that. And, you know, he's different. And truly, he was different. So he sent the man from Nigeria to me. And then began my walk with. I mean, I've modified it a bit, but I'm still on the road. And today I can see that he's still at the very level. Now I've seen there's a pochette in the pocket, which is not something that I'm used to. So we are going to work on that one too, by the grace of God. But ladies and gentlemen, let us welcome a truly accomplished servant of the Lord, a genuine Christian, Emeritus Bishop James Sah. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Please be seated. Have a slight height. Let's lift up our hands, please. Respectfully, can I ask you to lift up your hand? Say with me, Father in heaven, I come here today in readiness to hear your voice and receive new marching orders for a greater tomorrow. Bless my ears, open my heart, to walk in obedience and fulfill your counsel. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you are born again, give God a big hand. Thank you. That's Bishop Kwe, the special assistant. He comes all the way from Kaswa, wherever I'm going, to help me. He's even bought his ticket and traveled with me to Canada, America, just to come and carry my bag. One day he said, what you have done for Papa, God said I should come and do for you. It's mysterious. And I have Pastor Joe with me also here. Amen. I acknowledge the leadership here. Bishop Ade, you may not know, he's my in-law. So, the cat is out of the bag. We also have Bishop Intefo on the other side of town. He's shaking all the way to Central Region. When I went to Bodjo Asi to preach for him and I saw him, I said, is this where you are? In the middle of nowhere. I was surprised, but it's a tremendous work. I enjoyed every bit of it. I'm sure if I'm not able to go to Dubai, I'll go there. Lift up your hand. Father, honor your word amongst your people. Do a new thing. Leave a memorial. Stir up the hearts of your people. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, on a day like this, there are many things. If a man has been preaching almost 44 years, there are many things he could speak about. But I'm sure I heard from God. I didn't know the collection of people I'll be ministering to. But I've been struggling on what exactly to present. Maybe tomorrow when we come, we'll have a little bit of Jericho Hour. Those of the younger generation here may not know what it is. Power prayer or prophetic prayer. We'll get there. But today I want to deal with a subject of great relevance and not taught much in the church. I want to deal with the honor factor. Okay. You better clap. You are going to hear things. I personally believe that the subject of honor is a life and death issue. And our generation has not had enough of it. So I want us to address it, and I'm going to give you classical examples that should be able to take the scales out of your eyes. First of all, prayer is good. And for me, who is a major prayer guru with deep understanding and evidence of the proof of prayer, we think prayer is a one brush paints all. We think it fixes everything. And that is a charismatic problem. Because we have an inclination towards charisma, gifts, and then charismata, and then operation of the gifts. We tend to think that prayer deals with everything. No. And when we talk about the honor factor, honor and the absence of it and the misunderstanding of it can create a disruptive effect on your life in a way nothing else can. And I think our generation has a big problem that I want us to address. And today I'm going to face you up on it. And I believe at the end of the day, God will heal your heart. Give the Lord a big hand. In the Bible, there are many mysteries. Let's start from the beginning. There are many mysteries. I'm largely a teacher, so I want to stay in my office there. Many mysteries. When we talk about a mystery is a sacred secret. Sacred secret. It's a mystery. We have in the Bible the mystery of tongues. Tongues is a mystery. The mystery of the kingdom of God. We have the mystery of rapture. We have the mystery of God's will. All these things Bible classifies them as mysteries. The mystery of Christ. The mystery of faith. The mystery of godliness. And also the mystery of Babylon. The Bible talks about 10 clear, demarcated mysteries. We will not call honor a mystery. But I think it deserves a certain classification going forward. Honor, to me, is a sacred secret. Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible said the secret things belong to God, but what it showed us that we and our children may know what to do. So we can say that Honor is a subject we ought to address in the church. Can I hear amen? In the Bible, God talks a lot about honor. Honor is taught and honor is caught. Honor is a subject we teach, but honor is also a subject that you can attract in a certain environment. There are environments where there is no honor, and there are environments where honor is a big thing. Can I hear amen? Now, let me give you a few broad examples before we get into the main text. When we go into the Word of God, go with me to John chapter 20. Let's hit the ground running. John chapter 20. John chapter 20, and give me verse 1. On the first day of the week cometh Mary and Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Let's go. Then she runneth and came to Simon Peter. Say, Simon Peter. I'm not changing your name. One more time. Good. Now, and to the other disciple. Before I give a definition of what, let's get this out of the way. To the other disciple. So, he says, when to the other disciple, they mentioned Peter's name, but the other guy was not mentioned, whom Jesus loved. So, it makes the burden lighter. Whoever Jesus loved, let's unanimously agree that that must be John the Beloved. Because this is the guy who put his head on the shoulder and the chest of Jesus. Apart from that, Jesus loved him and trusted him so much, he left his mother with him when he was going to heaven. So Mary will not be sleeping under a bridge in Jerusalem. So now, this guy has Jesus' mother in his house. It can't get better than that. He has bragging rights. Jesus, mami, and shia. I mean, oh, come on. He can get you a piece of bread for free. So here he is. He said, the other is of whom Jesus was said. They have taken. So whoever the woman was reported to Peter and to the other disciple, presumably John. Let's move on. Let's go. Then Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple came. So Peter is older, and he ran first, and the other disciple came. We are talking about honor, and I want to use this to leverage the points I'm making. Now here we go. So they ran together. Say together. The fact that you run together with someone doesn't mean you are his equal. It may be a simple scripture, but the implications are huge. He said, they ran together. Peter, the older disciple, are you following what I'm saying? Peter, the older disciple, and John, the younger disciple. Now, Peter is the presumed leader of the group, because Jesus said, upon this rock, we assume that then he's the leader. Also in Acts chapter 2, he's the one who stood up when the others sat down. So we can agree he must be the leader of the pack. So here, the Bible said they ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter. The fact that you can outrun your father doesn't mean he's your size. The fact that you speak better English than your uncle doesn't mean you know better than him. When you came to the earth, he was already here. So now, the other disciple outran Peter, because Peter is old. The only reason he outran him was because of age. And came first to the sepulchre. Give me a wave. So the old man is coming, and the younger guy outran and came to the sepulchre where Jesus lay. Look at it. And stooping down and looking, so yet did not go in. Better note it if you want to live long. Don't take the glory that is not yours if you want to live long. The younger person went, saw the sepulchre, but did not go in. Not that he's not capable of, but he was smart to know there is a leader coming after me, and it is his honor to go in first. You have a run for your money. You don't have an idea what's coming. Let's go on. And he's stooping him. Then came Peter, the old
other person and went in and seared the linen clothes. Then, go on. Then he says, and the napkins, that's about it, together, but wrapped together. Let's go to verse 8. Goodness. Then went in also the other disciple who came first. The other disciple who came first, who was waiting at the entrance, also followed. Honor demands that you know where you stand. Honor demands that you know who you are dealing with and ranking. I'm saving your life for many years to come. Honor demands that you know who is an elder. Honor demands that you know who came first. It can never be equal to your mother or your father. Because they were here before you came. And this scripture settles the issue. Now, let's go. Give me a wave. Amen. Amen. You see, I believe that dishonor is part of signs of the end time. The Bible talks about in Timothy, Paul's letter to Timothy, there are truth breakers, that these days people don't keep covenant. And there are a whole lot of things I'm going to show you from God's word. Recently, as a sign of the end time, I personally believe, A Mexican mayor married a crocodile. A Mexican mayor, that is a love affair. And he kissed the crocodile, and the crocodile bit his nose. Yeah, it was in social media. I saw it. And their culture, he fell in love with the crocodile. That's a crocodile affair. And tried to kiss the crocodile, and the crocodile bit his nose. I think he deserves more than that. Should have bit off his head. Can I hear amen? Amen? Now, as a backdrop to everything I said, we are talking about the honor factor. I follow Coco Goof, the young American lady, 1920. And I'm going to use that as a backdrop to make a case. When she won, I think the U.S. Open or something. Yes. She comes supposedly from a Christian family. You see, there is a way you are sending a message as a young person every time, whether you honor people or not. People are watching you. Look at it. When she won, the first thing she did, she knelt before God. Other priorities. She knelt before God and thanked God. Some people were upset. Some people, unbelievers. But we are not here to please them. She knelt down, lifted her hand, and gave thanks to God. Spread herself on the ground and stood up. Gave God his pride of place. And she ran into the crowd to the Father. Number two. She ran to the Father and ran to the Mother and hugged them and acknowledged them and gave thanks to God. She ran to the siblings, then ran to her coach. Look at the order. I don't like the clapping. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Let's go. So from that simple story, Romans, quickly, give me New King James. I'm permanently New King James. Let's go. Render therefore to all their due. Now, underline that word. It's a life and death subject. Render therefore to all their due, which means some people are entitled to some things. You are not the one to tell them whether they deserve it. If your father is the father who bore you, there is something due him by virtue of the fact that he brought you to the world. Render therefore to all their due. The word due there is both time and entitlement. When you talk about it is my due to be promoted, you are claiming you are entitled to promotion. So the word there, due, means if your father bore you, he's entitled to respect. So the word due there, from Romans 13, 17, 13, 7 means, give honor to whom honor is due. To whom honor is entitled, and the time has come for the honor. When somebody is at a certain age, he is due your honor because of the time he has accumulated. Oh. Revelations 5:13. All things created honor God. Acts chapter 28 verse 10 says, they honored us greatly. Can I hear amen? Amen. One more time. Amen. Amen. I believe that this honor is a sign of the end time from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. The Message translation of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, young folks today are contemptuous of parents. In she will say, "Obunima amene ne papa nimtia." Whether your father has it or not, whether you live in Trasako or not, your father is your father. The only reason you honor him because he brought you to this world, and he didn't need your permission to come. Give God a hand. Oh, when I was growing up and I've been around a while, when you sit in the bus and an old person comes, there is a rush for people to stand up and give their seat to the old person. Today, let me not push my luck. They may throw the old man out of the bus. So it's a child, a baby sitting on the seat, and the mother is policing the baby, and the old man is standing. Times have gone. Today, we talk about honor. The way some young people dress, even to church, otofista, sagging, and the trouser. I mean, if you are wearing pants, why should you show it to me? Debbie, what's your boxer shorts into me here then? And your boxer shorts is showing. And while they are going, they are still dragging it up. Ah, I thought you wanted to go down. Now you are still holding it up so that it will not fall. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And sometimes I'm sad that the girls want boys who live reckless. Don't stop me. Don't push. If you push me, I'll say more things. Don't like correct guys. Me, you can carry it. You bring correct, I mean, nice boy. No punctured his ears. No ring in the nose. And then you bring this boy. He hasn't washed his trouser for days. If you look at his head, he looks like he was dug from a hole. And if you look at his teeth, like a grass cutter. And then you bring him home. His dress, his trouser is full of graffiti. And then you bring him home. Ma. Boy, yeah, ninke, boy. Ufa, anele, ne? Boy, yeah. Wait. Wait. Honor. And your mother cannot talk. And then you go in 1 year, you are out. Failure from day one. In my day, you cannot talk to your father with your hand in your pocket. My father was a soldier. You'll be sorry all your life. I cannot talk to my father with my feet on the steps. It's not allowed. I'm talk, look at you, a young boy, and you are on phone. It's a dishonor. And we say, you say we should accept it. No. Your pastor is talking to you, and your hand is on his shoulder. What size? No, no. Look at someone else. Is he your size? Honor your father and your mother. No ifs and buts. Whether they are believers, whether they are unbelievers, you have value for money. Honor your father and your mother. Be seated. It doesn't say whether they go to church or not. Whether your father goes to church or not, your mother, the Bible doesn't give any cross explanation. It said honor them. It doesn't say imitate their lives. Listen well. Your father may be a weed smoker. God is not saying kwana kwashi. Your father doesn't say you should smoke weed with him or smoke cigarette. He can send you to buy cigarette. If you don't go, it will be disobedient. If you come, you can't put it in his mouth. Let him smoke himself. But don't do what he is doing. Period. Honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say do what they are doing. It said honor them. Now, I was driving the other day through East Legon, and I saw a man in his 70s. He has lived, and he looked very fragile. Hair unkempt, the dress looks a little shaggy, and he was doing like this. And the indication is that he's hungry, an elderly man. The first day I saw him, I couldn't put the pieces together. The second day, I stopped and gave him 100. And I'm a student of life. I look at things. I don't walk through life with my eyes closed. I think. Everything God allows you to see is a university. University is not a classroom. The whole of life is a university. Everything teaches you something. And I could see that the cars ahead of me, they were insulting the man. Foolish man. Crazy man. Olu. What are you standing? Young guys driving. If you not give the old man money, because you don't know him. Maybe he's been to Stanford. Maybe he's a student of Yale. But things didn't work. Maybe he lost his wife. Maybe he did a bad deal and lost his house. If you are not going to give him money, stay out of it. But to insult him, because for God to expose you to that man, God is saying, if you don't live your life well, one day you'll be standing here. I say the only reason God allows you to see that old man is a university. It's not Legon. It's the University of Life. That says the old man standing here, one bow prayer, that you be jinaha. Don't insult him. Because you can attract a curse. May God help you. Give the Lord a big hand. So in the New Testament, the word honor from the Greek word time means honor brings value. Job chapter 29, 2 to 11. Appreciation and respect. Can I hear amen? Amen. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Let's go to the word. Wow. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Let's go. Wherefore the God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house, give me New King James every time, and the house of thy father should walk before me. But now the Lord said, be it far from me. Those who honor me, I will honor. Now, honor works by the law of sowing and reaping. According to Genesis 8:22, it's a foundational law of life. When you sow honor, you reap it, regardless of your age. So if you think you're a young guy, what's shame? When you walk, you will chrome. But you guys say, what busa? You don't care who you are. Hey, yeah, man, hey, hey, hey. No problem. No problem. Look at it. No, go to the other scripture. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He said, God said, those who honor me, I will honor. You must understand today, as a child of God, that honor is reciprocal. Honor works by the law of sowing and reaping. Can I hear amen?
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
So now, I want you to sit back and let me give you 9 groups of people you should honor in life if you want to live long. So that God doesn't put your light out. The reason you honor people, sometimes you don't even like them, is because of God. Because it is their due. Let me kick off by saying, honor is an internal attitude expressed by appropriate action. Honor, I've seen one of my friends inside there. Honor is an internal attitude expressed by appropriate action. You cannot honor someone, your pastor, your leader, without showing it. You know, something has changed, and we've got to come to the grassroots. You carry a pastor's bag, your bishop, from the car park to the office, and you drop the bag, and you are standing there. Say, oh, go, oh, pastor, bishop. Boy, say, yeah, here you are. One quay moon, eh? We are the one watching the moon from rising and setting. Bishop, do something. You carried my bag from car park to office and you want a donation. What for? Today there's no free service. Carried the pastor's bag. And he wants you to give him 500. And he's standing by the wall like a lizard. Pastor, I'm greeting you. But you greeted me when I came. He wants money. Honor is gone. People don't do things for free anymore. Let's go into the word. You're going to get a rude shock. So from 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30 and Exodus 21 verse 7, Exodus chapter 21 to 17, the first person we must honor is God. If you honor God, God will honor you. Can I hear amen?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear your voice. One more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a strange scripture. 2 scriptures about honoring God. Matthew 26 verse 13. Honoring God. And the law of sowing and reaping. Quickly, quickly. This is the woman who broke the alabaster box. Equivalent, it is only found in the Himalayas. Nard, N-A-R-D. It's not found anywhere in the world. That particular perfume, the substance, is in the Himalayas. And it's equivalent to 1 year's salary. So here, it says, Jesus, after she poured the oil, she didn't give a spray, she broke it. He said, assuredly I say, wherever the gospel is preached, what this woman has done shall be a memorial. So, honor is reciprocal. She honored Christ and Christ honored her. Give the Lord a hand. I declare if you honor God, God will honor you. With your life, with your substance, anything you do to honor God. If it is to honor God, I'm here to tell you, God will honor you. Give the Lord a big hand. So number one, we are looking at honoring God, the honor factor. Let's go to something else. John chapter 19. Woo. John chapter 19. Okay, preferably, let's go to Matthew 27, a cross-reference. 57, we are going all the way to 61. The first person you must honor or group is God. Say with me, God. Good. Matthew 27, 57 to 61. Good. Good. You may not fall down and vomit. You may not have oil on your head, but this message can save your life. It will. It will. We can't preach it more than we should. Ah, go on. Let's go. So Matthew, give me a wave. Jesus died. It was chaotic. Everybody was running away. Nobody wanted to take the risk. Nobody wanted to take the risk of going. It was the most dangerous dead body in the world. Nobody wanted to go near it. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus did something. And it's going to change your life. Now when evening was come, there came the rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, himself a Jesus disciple. Next, and went to Pilate and begged with Nicodemus. And then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. Next verse. Then Joseph had taken it. He wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. How do you handle the Lord? That statement is loaded. When he took the body of Jesus, he gave Jesus his best. So you honor God by the way you serve him. When we talk about honor, it can be abstract. You come to church late. You don't pay your tithe. You don't serve in the church. Those are elements of dishonor. Because Christ died for you. You cannot die for him. According to 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 equivalent. But you can live your life to honor him by honoring the Lord with your life. So here he says, with a clean linen cloth, that in the Greek he says, extremely expensive material to honor the Lord. Let me warn you. Matthew 10, 22. It is a sin to hide our allegiance. If you say you are a child of God, it is a sin that when you must take a stand to honor him, you go under. Now, let me give you a little academic. Give me a wave. I'll give you something from the word. Before I go to the second thing, let me give you, listen to this. In 2015, we are talking about honor. Let's go into the world and see how they do it and come back into the church. Sometimes the world does better than we do. Set the record. 2015, philanthropist Bill Wesley Jane Eyre gave University of Cambridge their alma mater, that's their old school. You see, the word alma mater in the Latin means in nourishing mother. So when you say a school is your alma mater, it is a school that nourished you, and it is a school that breastfed you in the Latin. So these people gave £17.5 million to establish the J.L. Professorship in Financial Economics at the University of Cambridge. If you get money, what can you do for God? Let's come to America. No, England. £75 million was donated to Oxford University by a writer, Harriet Hayman, the biggest philanthropic gift by any person. How do you honor God? People are doing more than you think. My last example. In June 2015, John Paulson, a Wall Street hedge fund investor, poured $400 million into Harvard University. And it was said it was the highest any institution, any person had ever given. I'm beginning to ask you to reappraise your life and how you serve God. Honor is God's system. When we honor others, God will make sure that others honor us. Give the Lord a hand. So how do I honor God? I honor God in my finances. I honor God in the word I speak. I honor God in what I do. And now, number two. This one should change your life. It will take the scales from your eyes. Number two, honor your parents. In our generation, this is a big deal. Exodus 20:12. Give me a wave. Are all parents deserving of honor? No. The Bible says you should honor them nevertheless. The amen is gone. The amen traveled. The amen is back. Good. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother. Does God still command it? Yes. Don't speak ill of them. Forgive them if they have erred. Don't mock them if they did not go to school like you did. If they don't look fashionable and old school, forgive them. We're going to get some examples. Big ones. Can I hear amen?
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
For the last time.
Yes.
Honor them for who they are and what they have done. Big scripture. 1 Kings chapter 2. Wow. 17 to 19. You have value for money. Look at this. Give me a wave. Look at someone and say, shine your eyes. Give me a wave again. Good. A little backdrop will help. We are now going to have an encounter between Solomon and his mother, Bathsheba. You know, Bathsheba doesn't have a very good track record. I'm sure Solomon grew to hear that he had a brother, Jedidiah, who died. And that something transpired between his mother, Bathsheba, and his father, David, who had died. I'm sure gossipers have told the king, before you were born, this is what happened. There's a possibility. Now, let's put that through the door. So if we agree that it is, then Solomon knows a lot about his mom, that this mom doesn't have a clean track record. What do you know about your mother? What do you know about your father? You are a growing child. You are going to get a shock. Look at it. Give it. Bathsheba went to the son, Solomon the king. David had died. And asked for the kingship for Adonijah. It was an error. She miscalculated. Solomon didn't query the mom. He didn't say anything. When she went in, she went with the hope that she's going to make a request. It was inappropriate. But look at it. Then he said, please speak to the king. He will not refuse you, that he may give me Abishag the Shunammite as wife. This is the wife David, last wife David had. If you take the wife, it means you've taken the throne virtually. So, Bathsheba shouldn't have gone to ask. But look at the rest. Very well, I will speak to the king for you. It's going to get more difficult. Go on. Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon, the son, to speak for Adonijah. The king rose up. When you are sitting down and your mother comes, how do you respond? Because you had a degree from a one classroom university. Yeah, one classroom. It's a one building university, and you had a degree from an unaccredited university. And you say, we cannot talk. Look at it. Look at it. He went in, and the king rose up. I'm not talking about a Goro boy. I'm not talking about a land guard in Accra. I'm talking about King Solomon. He rose up. Look at it. And the king rose up. Let's give it up for Solomon. Hey, if you don't clap, you have a problem. We'll declare you suspect. I know you are feeling guilty, but clap. If you clap, we will not know you are worried. We'll sort you out later. Be seated. Somebody has got a revelation at the back. So he says, and the king rose up. Your mother came to visit you in the office. You were in a meeting. You didn't go to see her. You made her sit in the balcony for 2 hours. Okay, we'll meet. Now you can do meeting. God is coming. Your mother came from the village. Tell your staff, my mother has come. You close the meeting. He said, board, let's put on hold. This is a very important meeting, but my mother has come. If it was not for my mother, I would not be sitting here. You go and welcome ma. Ma, I'm sorry, I have a meeting for 1 hour. I'll see you. They get her something to drink. You put somebody there to take care of her. That is honor. look at it. And the king arose. Oh, we are going to see a lot more things. And the king arose to meet her. You are sitting on the throne and you are stretching your hand to shake your mother. Who do you think you are? Look at somebody else. Who do you think you are? Look at their nose and tell them. Who do you think you are? What was school? Suku. Look at it. Hey, it's going to get nasty here. Look at it. And he rose up to meet. He rose up. You are minister of state. You are MP. You are managing director. So what? Look at it. Look at it. And he rose up to meet the mother and bowed to her. Kadula katabashata. We are not talking about a village chief. Folks, Solomon, the wisest man. He rose up and did what? Bowed down to her. Look at the mother's background and record. It was in his mind. The reason you don't honor people is because you think you know something about them. Your father didn't succeed, and it's in your mind. Your uncle never went to school. His English is in hiccups. And so you don't respect them. You always have a reason why you dishonor people. Today it has come to an end. The Bible doesn't say ifs and buts. Honor people on the basis of your criteria. No. And he bowed down to her. Solomon, mamia ba. Be proud of what God has given you. You can never have another mother. You can never have another father. Who made a mistake? God, and gave you that father. Be proud of him. One day others will honor you. No, I'm not done. And he bowed down to her and sat on his throne. Hey, this scripture is magical. And sat on his throne. And sat down on his throne and set a throne for the king's mother. You have a big house, 7-bedroom. I feel like crying. Your mother comes, she's living the boys' quarters. God will put your light out. Air condition in your bedroom. And your mother has a fan in the boys' quarters. Because of your crass and a waba. When you're meeting a nisse, you shell. Some people will not sleep today. Because you are in arrears. There are apologies you must make. There are calls you must do if you want to live long. This is the message that changes the church. I'm not here to pamper you. Look at it. Look at it. And he sat down. And set a throne for the king. He is sitting on a throne. Listen. You are on a throne and your mother is sitting on a kitchen stool. That makes the sense. You are looking over your mother's head in a kitchen stool. Some people are not even willing to take their mother in their cars. Oh, come on. I've been around here long enough. Don't push me. I know things. The mother cannot sit in his Benz car. Maybe you are not there yet, but I'm giving you a warning. If you want to live long. Listen, no matter how your mother looks, fix her. She's yours. Give God a hand. I tell people, my father died about 30 years ago. And at my age, I miss my father. Serious. But God knows all things. I would have taken my father to Dubai. I'll fix his dentures. Put a spectacle on his face. Go and have his hair bathed. Fix him a dress. Put him on the plane for holiday. When I'm in a meeting and they say, my father has come. When I was in senior school, they say, my father has come. My father loved me very well as the first son, as the first child. And me, 35 years, I still miss my dad. My father never insulted me. Never. He gave me some beating as a soldier, and I still have marks on my foot. It has helped me. But we never quarrel. He never said, Kweku, this. No, no, no. Out of this meeting, it must be a reason why God brought you here. That regardless of what you learn today in this program, one of the things you shouldn't forget, you must go and make amends. No matter what you learn here, this primary message is a lifesaver. There are people, we'll do an altar call later. There are some of you sitting here. You don't talk to your father. You don't talk to your mother. Your father doesn't even know where you are. Your father is telling you, don't be playing with boys. Boys in here. Boys in here. Your father has been telling you, I am older. Boys. Boys. Boys in here. Boys are bad. Boys can do something to you. They've been telling you. Yeah, catch up. Boys can do something to you. And you want to go and find out. Give the Lord a hand, amen. Look at someone and say, this is the gospel. Tell another person, this is the word of God. Tell another person, it's a life changer. Tell another person, the new beginning. And give the Lord a shout. Woo! He rose up and had a throne set for the king's mother. Then he sat on his right hand. There's nothing here you can throw away. Why did the king's mother sit on his right hand? Jesus is sitting on God's right hand. Where you sit matters. And I've given the story many times, and I'll give it again. You might have heard it. Repetition is the mother of learning. This young boy, good story can be told many times. This young boy, the mother died, the father saved a lot of money, and took him to school in Europe. Had a multiple masters, ended up with a PhD, and became the head of a multinational corporation. Very well to do. He lacked nothing. And the father was in Ghana. This is a true story. And he said, I want to come and visit you. I spent all my money. I'm now very old. He had eye problem and he had shaking hands. But the son was there, had married a white woman, and they had one child, and wasn't allowing the father to come. And the father can't understand. Mom is gone. I'm here alone. I want to come and visit. Your son is 12 years. I've not seen him. And the boy is always saying, I want grandpa to come. This young man will not allow it. Finally, reluctantly. They put grandpa on the plane, British Airways, London. When he came, grandpa is fragile, old, dim eyes, feet shaking. When they are at the dining table, his hand is shaking, the plate will fall down, the cutlery will fall, and the young man is upset that I'll take you back to Ghana. You are troubling me too much. I'll come to London, I'll come to Ghana, London. Now you are sitting, eating, you are shaking, you are always crying, you are missing your wife. Water is coming out of your eyes. What is this? I'll ship you to Africa. The old man cannot say anything. And the young child, the grandchild, loved grandpa very much. One day, the young man, full of airs and graces, said he's taking the old man to an old people's home. He carried old man. Put his things in Ghana, must go. The bag. The famous bag. Took him to the old people's home. I don't know how he got the name, but I don't care. He took the father to the old people's home. The old man was crying. He left him there. He was sitting there with his bag. My voice is shaking. Sitting there with the bag. And the boy, his son, 12 years, was watching. And he left the old man there. And he told the people, any amount you spend, I'll pay. If you have any problem, old man has any problem, my dad, call me. If he died, we'll come and take him and bury him. There must be a reason why you are hearing this message. It will save you from an early death. No matter how long you live, you will not forget I told you. If you didn't know, today you have passed from ignorance to knowledge. A message like this cannot come for fun. You have lost time. So he drove. He took the son and they drove. They were going. About 3 kilometers. The boy said, Dad! Dad! Said, yeah, John, what is it? Said, some people, when they get to a certain position, they are larger than life. Said, Dad! Said, yes, John, do you want to go to Disney? I feeling everything is fine. We push grandpa, take him to old people's home. Said, Dad, I want to tell you something. Say, yeah, John. Dad, I'm very happy. I want to thank you for what you have done. Say, yeah, good boy. Said, I want to thank you that I now know when you are grandpa's age where I should take you. He said, John, what did you say? He repeated. He turned the car around. Went and picked grandpa with his grandma. He was still where he was seated. Nobody talked whilst they were going home. Young man didn't talk. His son didn't talk. Grandpa didn't talk. From that day, the discussion never came up again. Obi Awan Master. Give the Lord a hand, amen. Bathsheba sat on the right hand. We are bringing to a closure. Sat on the right hand. It's not the length of the magic, but the import. Authority and power. That's where he sat. Go to John, Genesis chapter 50. I'll give you 2-3 more, and then we're out of here. Genesis chapter 50. Respect is a life and death issue. Honor is a life and death. Genesis chapter 50, 7 to 11. Let's go. Look at it. Look at it. Now, Jacob died. You see, there are many ways of showing honor in life and in death. Look at it. Jacob died. Joseph went to bury his father. There are people, even when their father died, they are abroad, they don't come. They don't. Bizarre case, they don't even attend the funeral. And they are dangerous thieves. I thank God you are young people. But this is a huge lesson. He says, and Joseph went out to bury his father, and with him, everybody in Egypt went for the burial, except Pharaoh, who doesn't attend the funeral. Everybody went. Egyptian culture. Nobody. Look at the next verse. We are pushing. We are pushing. As well as the house of Joseph and all, only their little ones. Next. And they went up with chariots and all that to bury. Yeah, we are pushing. Verse 10. And they came to the threshing floor. And he said, there were 7 days of mourning for Joseph's father. And finally, verse 11. And when the inhabitants saw the mourning, they said, this is the deep mourning of the Egyptian. This is what the Bible tells us about how Jacob buried his father. Gave him a massive burial of respect. In fact, the Bible says he leaned upon his father's dead body and kissed his father, even though he was dead. You are growing up. How do you live with your dad and your mom? I'll do an altar call when I'm through. That if you are here, it's a great program. I've struggled on what to preach. To preach thousands of things. I don't have to find out why God asked me to preach it. If it is to save the life of one person, it will be worth it. I'm telling you. But our generation has a big problem. Social media. TikTok. Facebook. Negative examples. Children killing their fathers. Disrespect. It's a mayhem. But God can save your life. Give the Lord a hand. Oh, do it well as we wrap up. Oh, I can't hear you. Maragadaba, keep clapping. Sandalababaya. May God make you like Solomon. May God make you like Solomon. For all the right reasons. May you honor your father. May you honor your mother. Give the Lord a big hand. Give me Genesis chapter 50 verse 1. And when the inhabitants, verse 1. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept and kissed him. The father was dead. And he kissed the dead body. That's how much he loved the dad. 40 days to prepare the body. And that's how much he loved the dad. Can I hear amen? Amen. Number 3, write this down. We are wrapping up. Honor your spouse. You are not married. But you can learn. If we are sitting there and my feet hit my wife, I say sorry. No being bullish about it. Can't you see I'm walking? Hey, headmaster. Your wife knows tomorrow is her birthday and you have forgotten. She won't tell you. Then tomorrow morning, maybe Jim's birthday. When was my birthday? Oh, yesterday. You forgot. What do? You humble yourself and apologize. That's your men. So what? Hey. You know, marriage is not what you see in public. That is for social status. For public approbation and approval. If you see a man and woman holding hand in public, that one, we can't work with it. That, oh, Charlie, I've been married over 40 years. Oh, yeah, my son is 35. And I married 9 years before Kwame was born. Yeah, 9 years before my son was born. And so I've been married that long. I married 2 years before I became born again. Tienim Chrome. Can I hear amen? Give the Lord a... Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's important. Honor your spouse. Your husband, honor. There are children here. So I don't want to push my luck. They know a lot, eh? I shouldn't underestimate them. You sure they know things like that? You know them. Hey! Okay, on the back of what he has said. Honor. The way you put the food on the table makes a statement. This is your food. Hey! Go by here, ye. Hey! That looks like you are serving a dog. And you are in bed. I'm very careful. You are in bed. And you say, I draw 10 a little. Then she said, I can't 10. Oh, who is in charge here? Give the Lord a... Give the Lord a... I've determined not to go beyond that. It's a red line I cannot cross. And today is a holy day. Give God a hand, amen. It's a Sabbath. But Bishop has declared Sabbath. Oh yeah. Marriage is not the big things that create the problem. It's a small thing. Honor. The way you talk about your wife. The way you talk... you see the three men. You are introducing your husband. You are telling your friend. You see the three men. Choose one. So reduce the man to a lotto number. Because you should be able... The way a woman introduces the husband speaks a lot. She runs and says, Kofi bra bra bra, Kofi. Kofi bra. Then you come to the friend. Ajua, this is my husband. Yeah. Yeah. Kofi, I told them, you are my husband. Yeah, I told them you are my husband. And then you see the man. Yeah. And then sometimes you sit down. And so sometimes the woman is very beautiful. Looks far more beautiful in terms of comparison than the man. I mean, height in terms of other statistics. And so the man is very nervous. And then they go to town and people are looking at the woman, disproportionate figures and things like that. And then they come home and the man has withdrawn. His insecurity has suddenly appeared. Honor, what should the woman do? You said, Kofi. You are Kofi. Sit down, Kofi. Kofi, you don't have a problem. Those guys talking to me, they can't match you. Look at them. All these one-legged guys. The pound for pound, Kofi. The way I love you and the way I honor you. Verbalize your honor. Say it. Tomorrow I'll do your special food. And then you see the man will stand up. Yeah. Verbalize it. So honor your spouse. Honor those older. Write it. Number four. Honor those older. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32. Honor those older. Seek the advice. Respect their experience. They might have made mistakes. Use them so that you will not make the same mistakes. I say everything God allows you to see is a university. Your schooling may come to an end, but your education will never end. Write it down. Your schooling may come to an end, but your education will never end. That's honor those older. Leviticus 19:32. We are wrapping up number five. Honor your boss. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. Honor your boss. Some bosses are really mean. But whoever the boss is, honor them. Because God put them over you. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 1. Honor your boss. Number six, honor church leaders. Honor church leaders. Honor church leaders. Honor church leaders. Can I hear amen? Amen. You can write 3 John 1, 9 to 11, the story of Demetrius and the spirit of Dritophus. Honor church leaders. Sometimes the work is difficult because of the members. They're here to learn. He's asking you to park here. To say no is a dishonor. Because he represents the headship. I've had an occasion when I was pastor of the Sprinters Road Church. A head usher came with a 6-inch nail. I said, what's the problem? He said, he's going to punch out somebody's Rolls Royce. I said, what for me, Pacho? What am I going to say? Rolls Royce. And he said, he told the man to park. And the man refused. Because he's a big guy. I mean, he has what it takes. He's full of himself. And so he will not park there. He will park where he wants. If you dishonor any representative of the church, you have dishonored God. Anybody pastor appointed, you dishonor him, you have dishonored the bishop. And the head usher brought a 6-inch, said he's going to puncture the tire. And the man's Rolls Royce would have rested in the church. I had to beg on all fours. Paucho. We may end up at castle. This one, I can't handle it. Honor church leaders. You are not an usher. You have refused to be an usher. And you don't honor the usher. You are not a counselor. And you dishonor someone who is doing the work. You don't come to church early. It's a dishonor. Church starts at 9 and close at 11. 10:30, you are now carrying. And nothing annoys me like your big bag. and your red shoe, and you look like a Barca supporter. And you see, you are coming to church with your Togo dress, and you want to come and sit at the front. It's a dishonor. Hey, I have a very good relationship with my leader, the Archbishop. We are talking about the honor factor. It will be difficult for him to go somewhere and say, I don't honor him. It won't be believed. I honor him from my heart. When he comes, and we are teaching you, when he comes and I'm sitting down, I'll stand up. Honor is a conscience issue. I stand up. When he sits down, I sit down. When he's preaching and he approaches me and he's talking to me, I stand up. Is there a law? There is no law. It's a conscience issue. I have a law in our house. I've told my wife. The three most important people in terms of hierarchy, number one is the Archbishop. Even if I'm sleeping in the night, no matter what I'm doing, I leave it to your imagination. No matter what it is. Hello? You know, these guys, they can think all kinds of. So I've taken it out of the way. If I am sleeping, I told my wife, Archbishop first, my wife second, and my family, my son. When everybody is gone, these are the three I have. Like, you must have priorities. Otherwise, honor will become a problem. If we are chatting in the house and I see Archbishop's call, I tell my wife or my son, Papa is calling. Everything on hold. Like, you must have laws that govern you, or you get into a lot of trouble. I say, Papa, I stick it in their face. Papa and Chami. I go somewhere. When I come and my wife asks, what did he say? I say, it's a private issue.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. You don't bring everything from war into the house.
Yes.
If you are going to be a successful pastor, it's not everything you bring home. It doesn't mean your wife is bad. No, no, no. But there are some things that are not an issue. Some battles are your own. Fight them. Don't add her. When women fight, they don't declare ceasefire. So some battles, I don't add her. Because when I stop fighting, women are still shooting. Po, 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 po. Save her. Because it will still be your trouble. And finally, oh yeah, I tell my wife, Archbishop is calling. Then when I finish talking, I say, we can continue. And when I'm talking to my son and my wife call, I said, your mother is calling. Your mother is calling. Umami Frey. She was here before you came. And after you have married and gone, we'll be hanging here. So I show her, it's okay. Then we listen. And if anybody calls after that, I listen to my son. Because when everybody is gone, they are the people I have. Give God a hand. Let's close. So honor church leaders. Honor church leaders. Number 7, honor government officials. Traffic lights. Police. Military. Customs. Romans 13. It was written a time of persecution. Honor government officials. Oh, you're an unbeliever. Would you shut your mouth? Any government God allows must have a reason. If God allowed a government anywhere in the world, according to Romans chapter 13, it's ordained by God. It may not serve your purpose, but God has a reason you don't know. If it didn't succeed, it's different. But once it succeeds, there's a God factor. If you fight it, they can jail you, speaking in tongues. You go to jail speaking in tongues. Because all the powers that be are ordained by God. If God made it succeed, then it is God. You are not the one to stand in the way. If you take a gun, they'll take you to firing squad. Still speaking in tongues. Let's conclude. Give the Lord a hand for the last one. Number 8, and finally, honor others before yourself. In the army, the corporal salutes the brigadier general, whether he's from his tribe or not, or you go to the guard room. And in the army, my father was a soldier for 24 years. I lived in barracks. When you salute a man, you salute his rank, not the person. You salute his rank, the peg, not the person. He may have a mark you don't like. That has nothing to do with his position. I'll read this. In April 2006, Tiger Woods experienced what's called role reversal when he attended the wedding of his longtime caddy, Steve Williams. He attended the wedding of the one who carries his bag when he plays golf. And it was a very important time. My last example. Give God as I give you the last example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God a big hand. Salva Batemayo, first team bus driver of Barca Football Club, Barca United. Retired in April 13, and all the famous players, Messi, Sergio, Dani Alves, all attended his party and gave him hugs. He's been driving them for over 30 years. When he retired, all the top players who have never been close to him went to his party to send him off. That's what we call reverse, role reversal. The higher honors the lower, because the lower has always honored him. I believe today you have heard God's word. Dishonor can cut short your life. There are people, if you dishonor, God will not forgive you. It can cut short your life. Solomon stood up when the mother came. The mother's record wasn't the best. Everybody has his past. Your father may be a wee smoker. He doesn't say you should take the wee in your mouth. But honor him for who he is, not what he does. If you are here today, this is a solemn assembly. I've done my job. I've told you my story. Don't look for reason not to honor people, because you always find one. Be known as a person who honors others. When people greet you, open your mouth and respond. You are larger than life. Your father is a millionaire. Who cares? I don't eat in your house. I have my cubicle where I live. And my life is going on. So if it's the reason you lose friends, somebody can give you an information that can save your life. All the people who sell fruits in my area, when I buy things, I don't take change. You are sitting in a V8 and the change of 20 cities you are blowing on. And you are standing there 15 minutes to wait for 20 cities. Are you not ashamed of yourself? 50 cities you are waiting and you come out with your big agbada asking the woman to bring the money. I don't collect change. When they don't see me, they call me, "Bishop, you are not coming to buy fruits. You are a customer. This is a good customer." How do you honor people? People greet you because you come from a rich home. You can't even open your mouth. There are people you don't befriend because of where you sleep and wake up. Who cares? I don't eat in your house. Today, you must build an honor code. You should know that this person is older than you. When he greets, open your mouth and say, "Thank you." When people bless you, respond. When people stretch their hand, shake their hand. You are a human being. Your father is a millionaire, so what? You know what others have. Everybody brings something to the table. If you are here, today, Let's face the issue. Something has touched your heart from the message. There is a lack in your life. You want to sort it out. Bishop, I want to come clean. I don't respect. I don't respect. I don't care what anybody thinks. I want God to work on me. Because the way I'm going, I won't go far with it. I am known in my area as a redhead, a red herring. I am notorious. People know when I arrive, there is chaos. I'm a Confucianist. I don't play by rules. You cannot talk to me without answering. I'm always spoiling for a fight. I never go talk to anybody. I want to say today, I'm not on good terms with my father. I've not seen my mother many years. I have uncles I don't talk to. I have friends. Everybody's running away from me. But I want to make it good. Thank God I'm alive. If you are here, bow your head, please. If you are here and want to say, Bishop, finally, I've heard something that has touched my heart in this particular area. Whether you are old or you are young, some of you have been spoken to your father for many years. You don't even know where your mother is. You have blocked somebody in your life. Make it up. Today, I want to say, I want to forgive somebody. I've learned the lesson the hard way. I want to honor my parents. I will call my father, my mother. I will even go there, my uncle, and make it up. I don't want to be known as a disrespectful person. I want to honor people. If you are here and want me to pray for you, today may be a chance you will never have again. I want you to walk up to me. And I know we are going to have a lot of people coming forward. Come. Come. That will be the responsibility of Bishop to pray for you as the set man of the house. You have something has touched your heart. You know the way you are going, it won't take you far. People know you as arrogant. Maybe where you come from, you don't hang out with people. You are an isolationist. Keep coming. Keep coming. I expect nothing less than 100 people here. Keep coming. You must ask for forgiveness. There are people you have not spoken to for many years. You are wrong. You are the one who is wrong. And your pride is killing you. Pride is coming out of your nose. I want 20 people to stand up. Come. Keep coming. Come and sort it out with God. Yes. The most dangerous thing is for you to go home and God said, did you hear my servant? How can you say you are not on talking terms with your father, your mother, your uncle, your friends? You are wrong and you cannot apologize. Keep coming. Can I get 10 more people? The message is still yes. 1, 2, 3. Bishop, could you please come? 4, 5. They are coming. 6, 7. They are coming. They are coming. 7, 8. They are coming. 9, 10. They are coming. They are coming. The honor factor. This decision you have taken will blot out your transgression. This decision will open you doors you have never entered. Anything the enemy has taken, God will give you back. Can you lift up your hand, please?
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word that liberates. And your word that sets free. As these sons and daughters of the Lord step forward in repentance over dishonor to their parents, to fathers, mothers, even for some standing here, spiritual fathers, church leaders, I pray for every one of them that, Lord, you will lift up your hand upon them and turn their hearts to their fathers and mothers, and the hearts of their mothers and fathers towards them, so that whatever is a curse will be taken from their lives, and whatever was a calamity waiting to happen will roll over their heads. I pray for them. May destruction never come upon them. May destruction never meet them along the way. Safety is of the Lord. As they go forward to obey God, Lord, as they honor them, and as they honor their parents, Lord, let it be well with them, and let them live long and prosper. Thank you for your blessing, even of this word that has come our way, a deliverance word, a word of salvation, that they shall be saved from some evil to come tomorrow. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may go back. Bishop will determine what to do with you later. And finally, before I resume my seat, I take the liberty to announce, yes, there's 50 CDs, The Power of Servanthood, The Hidden Key to Greatness in the Kingdom. And then we have, number two, The Finger of God, also 50 CDs. Prayer Can Change Your Destiny. And finally, The Blockbuster, Give Me Back My Baby. It doesn't mean you should have a child now. Don't get it wrong. You have taken off in the wrong direction. So this about how you can recover everything somebody has taken in the dark. Whilst you are sleeping, somebody has taken your baby. But you can get it back by prayer. So this is it. If you buy now, I'll autograph them tomorrow by the grace of God, because the night is fast spent. Ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, God bless you.
We believe you have been challenged by this powerful leadership session with Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Legon Hills, Accra. God richly bless you.